For KBAQ and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Books are a great way to immerse yourself in another culture, discover lands and professions and people and works of art you had no idea about. The KBAQ Changing Hands Book Notes selection for the month of March is one of those books. The Lost Carving, A Journey to the Heart of Making by David Easterly introduces us to the art and craft of wood carving, and particularly the challenges faced by a 20th century carver when he's tapped to restore the fire-damaged work of 17th century master carver Grinling Gibbons at Britain's Hampton Court Palace in the 1970s. Author David Easterly is also the author of Grinling Gibbons and the Art of Carving and curated the Victoria and Albert Museum exhibition on Gibbons in 1998. He has been a professional wood carver since the 1970s and has been profiled in the Financial Times, the New Yorker, and the New York Times. He lives in upstate New York. His most recent book, The Lost Carving, A Journey to the Heart of Making, is published by Viking Press. In delving into Gibbons and reconstructing his work from photographs and observation, Easterly learns about himself and starts to see his craft and, most importantly, starts to see his life differently. Any activity will produce insight into life. You must see beyond the activity itself and into the greater principle behind it. Easterly's epiphany while repairing Gibbons' work takes his work and his life to the next level. Wood carving is almost a lost art. It was never a much celebrated one, like sculpture or painting, leading to the carver's own dark-humored saying, "Carvers are starvers." In this book, you get a front-row seat to the art and craft of carving and the work and care and technique and blood, literally, that goes into it. Those chisels are very sharp. You also get the pleasure of discovering an English woodcarving genius, Grinling Gibbons, who could shape limewood to look like lace, leaves, or delicate flowers. In fact, I was so impatient to discover more about Gibbons and how Easterly was going to solve the problems of his work's restoration, I sometimes got angry with Easterly's side trips for his passages describing the English countryside or his accounts of cross-country skiing in winter under a moonlit sky. But you shouldn't skip these. Easterly's a fine writer, and his words are beautiful and descriptive, a gift unto themselves. All in all, a fascinating glimpse into a world most of us know nothing about, and a satisfying and wondrous tale of discovery of art and of life. The Lost Carving, A Journey to the Heart of Making by David Easterly is the KBAQ Changing Hands Book Note selection of the month for March 2013. To learn more about the book and to order it at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com or our own website, kbaq.org. For KBAQ and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. The book.